From Russell Street in Newport to Kent Grove in East Cowes, this is Vectis Radio, now on DAB and FM 104.6.
Now, we're going to talk cows for the next, 10, 15 minutes, however long it takes. We've got two gentlemen. I'm going to ask you to introduce, because you say you've got funny double-barreled, fandangled names. So I'm going to get you to introduce. First of all, we're going to introduce the chairman. So can we call you chairman?
Thank you. Jonathan Nainby Lux, but just Jonathan's fine.
Jonathan is fine. I see what you mean now.
Yeah, and Charlie Edgerton Warburton, but most people down Cowes High Street call me Charlie Two Names.
Charlie Two Names. I like it. So, look, tell us about, is it Cowes
Experience Cowes.
Experience Cowes.
It's a not-for-profit organisation trying to promote the two communities in Cowes, both East and West Cowes, and also offshore and afloat, so we get both communities in one destination. So it is important that we try and pull people together to work together. It has a board made up of the Harbour Commission, Waterfront Trust, the representation from East and West Cowes councils, there's a power boating rep, and there's a rep from the Cowes Combined Clubs, as well as an independent chair, myself, and an independent finance officer. So it's very transparent, and we are very keen that it is open to everybody and to take all ideas.
Fabulous. So I'm surprised that no one's done this before, try and pull everybody together, all these organisations and so on.
Well, I think the truth is, Ian, that they have done in one way or another in past years, but this is, I think, the first time that it's been done with full transparency and on a not-for-profit basis, so that everybody knows exactly that, you know, how much money is raised is all going to go back into the community. And that I think was a game changer in terms of getting everybody to buy into this concept of collaboration. And I'm sure we'll touch on collaboration, because it's something that's close to Jonathan and my heart, and indeed I think to yours, Vectis Radio, the heart
Definitely,
of the community.
Yeah.
Collaboration. So that's really what's made the difference, I think, and perhaps a tad more energy than has been injected in the past, and a lot of perseverance over the last 9 to 12 months.
Excellent. So this has been like being hatched over the last 12 months, or?
It's about the last 18 months. It started off as Cowes 200, but there was confusion between the Cowes Week bicentenary this year, which was the sort of initial trigger for trying to do something. And we changed to Experience Cowes because this is season-wide, ashore and afloat, year-on-year. So it's not just 2026, it's 2027, and we look forward to things in 2027 and developments. So things that are slightly delayed this year, like the East Cowes Marina, is not negative, it's positive for 2027. We are going to be able to do more things next year.
So we're going across both sides of Cowes.
Absolutely.
That sounds really, really positive, doesn't it?
It should be. It should be.
All right, okay. It should be.
No, we won't. It will be.
It will be. Yeah. Okay. So let's see what sort of differences are we seeing, or are we seeing at the moment, and what are we going to likely see in the future?
Well, we should be going live this week with our website, which is intended to showcase, you know, the wonderful variety of retail outlets and attractions, museums, and and importantly, all the grassroots community events that are taking place, not just in Cowes, but also, you know, beyond Cowes. We see Cowes as the jewel in the island's crown, but it's for sure its principal gateway. And so we want people who are either thinking of coming to the Isle of Wight, and probably, you know, will come one way or another through Cowes, if not directly into Cowes in the first instance, to actually stay here and enjoy what there is to offer. And from a personal point of view, I got excited and involved in this because having first came to the island in 67, but having retired here, you know, I found it really hard to find out, you know, what was going on in one place, whether, you know, it was what are those boats out on the water doing, or whether it was, you know, what's that street, you know, event that's taking place. And you know, that really motivated us to try and get everybody to work together. So we're going live this week. I imagine we're somewhere in the order of, you know, 50 businesses who are going to be advertising themselves, whether that's, you know, restaurants or pubs or accommodation or attractions by way of museums and the like. And then we're encouraging anybody, island-wide indeed, who wants to advertise an event, and they can do that for free, particularly those grassroots community events that I referred to earlier that never see the light of day, to put them up on the website. You'll be able to do that directly via the website, so that people can actually you know, find out what's going on. I mean, the case in point springs to mind was the other week when I was driving into Cowes, past the sheepdog trials, and I was thinking to myself, you know, this is the most marvellous event. There was, I don't know, a couple of thousand people there, but I genuinely wondered how many people who weren't driving over the Downs, or, you know, had not seen a sign having driven over the Downs, would know about that. And wouldn't it be great if people in Ventnor and people in Yarmouth and everyone else knew about that and attended also? So perhaps that's not the best example. I'm sure we could come up with loads.
Do you know what? I think it's the perfect example, because it made me think of something that happened in Northwood on that big grass where this weekend there's going to be the county show. Mm-hmm. About a month or so back, there was some kind of car show there. Mm. And we drove and we got stuck in traffic. And we thought, first of all, we're stuck in traffic, we're grumpy. But hang on a minute, how come we don't know about this?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I think sometimes on the island, we know of all the main events and so on, but there's an awful lot of other things that we don't know about, and we shoot ourselves in the foot. And one thing I'll say about Cowes, and whether this is a follow-on to that part of the conversation or not, is I've always felt like when you go to Cowes, and I'm not a Cowes person, I've always been a Newport person, but we've been to Cowes, we've soaked up the atmosphere for Cowes Week and things like that. I always feel that it's a bit here and a bit there. It's almost like you've got two types of people that live in Cowes. There's the ones that love Cowes Week and love Cowes, and there's the ones that don't love Cowes Week but love Cowes. And I think that they are kind of split. And I've always thought, as I say, a bit here and a bit there. And I think sometimes we need to know a bit more about each other's reasons why we like and dislike and so on, and we could all become a little bit more one, but more importantly, more supportive of what's on our doorstep.
I think that's absolutely right. I mean, it's the ashore and afloat. It's important that we understand what the other people, the people on the water are doing. And for those who don't sail, simple explanations and information about what is happening on the water makes it more interesting. What are the guns? What are the flags that are being flown and things like that? But equally, for people who are sailing, and for their, particularly their other halves, because not all the whole family sails, is what is there to do in Cowes and what can I go and do? And that will help boost the enthusiasm in the community for Cowes Week if there is not just people on the water, but people using the town and the stores and having meals there and everything else.
And we should obviously point out, because everyone knows, Cowes Week's 2 weeks of the year. What about the other 50?
Cowes Week's just 1 week.
Is it one week? Yeah, we got 51 more.
Don't they do a dinghy? They used to do a dinghy week or something.
I hope that will be coming back in due course, but it was stopped at
so it's 1 week
COVID.
Now. Yeah, it's even less.
But there are regattas throughout the year. I mean, whether it's the Classic Week or the Fifes or...
Or the Round the Islands.
Round the Island race on Saturday.
We need to get all that information out there.
Yeah.
And if I can give a quick plug to something in Snautical, since we're on that theme... on the 9th and 10th of August, we've got the second largest tall ship in the world, the largest in Europe, which is the jewel in the Polish Naval Training Association's fleet, coming into Cowes. It'll be moored up off Cowes, and there'll be an opportunity on Monday the 10th for people to come over and go out and take a tour of the ship. It's the most magnificent looking white vessel, three-masted, and you know, that's the sort of thing that will bring footfall into Cowes, and that will really get the high street, you know, economic flywheel spinning more rapidly.
Yeah.
It's not hard if you've got a little bit of imagination, quite a lot of energy and patience to come up with these sort of ideas, and that's what we're trying to do.
Do we know how people can access and get on to
via sailing cruises? They're going to be taking people off on from Trinity Landing.
I ask the questions, all right, if you don't mind.
Yeah, what he said.
Trinity Landing, Sailing Cruises, it'll all be up on their website as well. But brilliant. You know, that's just one example.
Didn't you travel to Poland to organise this?
I did actually travel to Poland to get them, persuade them to come out. It cost me quite a lot in terms of sleep and vodka.
Did that coincide with the football match or
not? No, it didn't coincide with the football match, as it happens. But you know, I think people embrace that kind of enthusiasm. I derive enormous enjoyment from organising and putting together those types of spectacles. And, you know, we want to bring more, and we know we can bring more footfall to Cowes if people know more about, you know, what is actually under the bonnet.
Yeah.
But it isn't just Cowes. We have a section on the website that will be beyond Cowes. And so we hope that people and Southern Vectors have been incredibly helpful in that regard in helping you, you know, easily figure out how, if you come on foot, you know, and you don't have to come by car, how you can get to see some of these other wonderful things around our island. It all helps, and it's all not for profit, and any money that's ultimately derived will go back into the community. What's not to like?
Absolutely right. And I say, if we're all chipping away, if we're all doing bits, there's no reason why we can't. I mean, we can't all join up. You know, there's you mentioned Gateway to Cowes, and I'm thinking the other gateway is probably Ryde. There's no reason why we can't team up and you know, exchange things and you know, share things, share support and so on. Because if they're winning, we're winning.
Correct.
That's the way it should be.
We can put events in Ryde or wherever onto the website too. So we've got this weekend as well as around the island. There's what the Proms 2026 at put Robin Hill, and also the film music night there with the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra. The first one's got fireworks, and the second one's got Lumination doing a drone show at the film music night. So there are.
That'll all be up on the website, and people can decide if they want to
attend. Fantastic. Yeah. So, how do we get onto the website? What's the address?
www.experiencecowes.org. There's a holding page there at the moment, which tells you in a much more articulate fashion, Ian, what we're basically trying to do. As soon as the wonderful Nosy agency in Newport here have finished uploading all the lastminute.com submissions that we've received and making sure that the photographs match the text, we'll be going live. And then you know, it's anybody's guess, but there's a real desire to try and involve the local community where it overspills into Cowes Week. If you allow us to touch on that for a second, is we have been at Experience Cowes promoting a youth zone. So for the first time, I think ever, during Cowes Week, and obviously it's been going for 199 years until this year, the 200th, we will be attempting to get young people who've never been on the water before onto the water via what we're calling a tri-sailing program that's kindly being run by UKSA, again off Trinity Landing. People can sign up to that on the day, or indeed if they want to email us ahead of time at info@experiencecowes.org, we'll direct them to the right people. But we're hoping in our 200th year of Cowes Week to have at least 200 young people get out on the water who've never been on the water before, assuming that they're of an age that the parents are comfortable with, which I imagine means at least 8. There will be life jackets and everything else provided. And, you know, that's so important. If we can break down those barriers between the boating and town communities, and everybody, as Jonathan said at the outset, feels they're part of this extraordinary spectacle, and, you know, really ingrained in it, we think the sky's the limit, and, you know, that collaboration will flourish and endure, you know, throughout the year, as you said, not just for the 1 week.
Yeah, maybe there's a T-shirt there, you know, like puppies aren't just for Christmas, Cowes is not just for, you know, Cowes Week.
Yeah, well, we worked over the winter with the people who put on the fireworks, and so we are sure that the fireworks are coming back. North Sails Cowes Week are now have taken it over in the last few weeks, but there will be a firework display on the Friday night at 9:30, which should be even more spectacular than the past ones.
How fabulous. I remember seeing the fireworks for the first time when a guy that we used to think was my dad used to run a pub, and the pub was called the Britannia, and it, as you get off the Red Jet, it's I don't know what it is now, but it's the first building you come to. That was where the pub was.
Fairview, probably.
Yeah, and I say that's where I watched the fireworks. Everyone has seen the fireworks at some point. Mm. I mean, let's just congratulate Cowes for unbelievably 200 years Cowes Week's been going. How wonderful is that? That is just a massive achievement, and I love the fact that you've got 200 young people that are going to be involved and on the water.
Well, with
to
your
celebrate.
Help, we'll have 200 people. If we get the word out, we want young people to come along to Trinity Landing as the UKSA stand there and say yes, this is something
push
for us.
In.
And hopefully it won't just be, you know, the young from around Cowes. It'll be island-wide and indeed Salem-wide. You know, we want young people in Southampton who, by way of example, who've not been across, to actually think this is a reason why we could get across. Mummy and Daddy or whoever it is, you know, can we come over?
Yeah. I can see the BBC there and ITV there filming that, because that is a story. That is a huge story.
Yeah. And there's no charge to the individuals taking part. So.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Who knows where this is going to lead to? I mean, there you go. You've been working on this for 18 months. Where do you see it in another year?
Well, I mean, we hope to be going live with maybe, you know, 50 businesses that are showcasing what they have to offer, whether that be food or drink or an attraction or whatever. My own mapping of East and West Cowes High Street suggests there's probably 250 physical businesses. But then, of course, you've got all the people who don't have physical premises who also would benefit from a little bit of ventilation and publicity if they can get themselves better known. And, you know, it's difficult to say. I mean, we want to do the very best we can for the island, specifically using Cowes as that lever, as I said, you know, seen very much as the gateway to the island. And we won't stop as long as people come up to us and say thank you. This is the sort of unified marketing department for Cowes, which we've always needed, and that gives us the confidence that what we're doing is sensible.
And just to add to the confidence, if people are listening now, we should point out that you're an ex-banker.
I am an ex-banker.
Retired?
Well, Ian, ha-ha. Yeah. I'm working harder now than I ever did.
Yes. But retired from banking?
Yes, yeah. I'm retired from banking.
But the point is, you know what you're doing. And
thank you.
You know, I would feel if I was in Cowes now, I'd be thinking, okay, it's a not-for-profit organisation. You're running it. I'm kind of comfortable with that. I'm confident.
It's all transparent. You can look on company's house. You can see who the directors are. We're all personally liable, by the way. You know, there'll be no shenanigans. You know, I don't think that's the issue. The issue is getting people to collaborate around.
But if you've got somebody at the helm that is seen it, done it, trustworthy, retired, got a rubber stamp, and so on, people are going to look at you two and think, "Yeah, okay, this is good to be involved. We need to, you know, well, it was two flyby nights that just turned up and just said, yeah, we're going to start a business up, and we're going to say it's like a CIC, not for profit, but you know, it's going to be run properly."
Yeah. Well, the proof will be in the pudding when the website goes live, and I think you know, people will then see that it has, you know, what we've said was going to be delivered.
Yeah,
it has been executed. And we hope it'll grow and grow and, you know, really help the local economy, you know, in all the ways that we can imagine.
That sounds brilliant. I mean, you're selling it to me, and there's an element of a look at you two, and I think I trust you, and I think this sounds like the best thing, one of the best things to happen to Cowes for a long time. We've got all these things under our nose, but it's almost like someone's coming in now and they want to bring it all together and make a bit of a noise, and just bring it to people's attention that, you know, Cowes Week is not just one week, as you say now, not two. It's Cowes for the whole year round, and there's so much more to Cowes than Cowes Week.
But we're sitting here in Newport, you know, not far from where the Riverfest, you know, takes place in whatever it is, May. You know, this shouldn't be seen just as a Cowes-centric initiative. You know, we very much want to show people what there is beyond Cowes as well.
Yeah.
And there are just so many things, and I think we've paid lip service to it in the past. It's been too superficial, and we need to get, as you said, I think, a while ago, we need to go down that one level of detail and really tell people what's going on at a community level in all these wonderful places, whether it be Yarmouth, whether it be Ryde, whether it be Newport. And if people then, you know, rock up in Cowes and they've seen the website on their phones or whatever it is, you know, we hope that that will spur them on to spend more time here, to venture forth. And with luck, they'll all, you know, like us, I think you and I have been on the island a few years, but we weren't born here. They'll say, you know, actually, this isn't a bad place to stay.
No, absolutely.
We'll hang around.
And you can't spend the whole time in Cowes, so you need to know what else is going on. Yeah. If you're here for Cowes Week and you, whichever members of the family are sailing, the other members want things to do, and so they want to get out around the island. So there is the chance to promote things island wide, even if it is coming through Cowes.
Music to my ears. Will you come in on a regular basis and give us some updates?
Love to. Yep. Absolutely. Okay. Really appreciate the opportunity to come and talk about it, and love to hear from people. You know, if they want guidance or more information, or as I said, if they want to sign up for the youth sailing experience during Cowes Week, or indeed to come to see the second largest tall ship in the world. It should be quite a spectacle, and they'll get a tour around the ship. It should
be fun.
That's
arriving on Sunday.
Arriving on Sunday the 9th, and there'll be tours on the Monday the 10th.
Fantastic. And the website, did we say when it goes live? Next couple of days?
Fingers crossed.
As soon as we can get hold of Nosy and they tell us. No.
It's in the process. Literally.
All right.
Telephone calls are less we were driving.
www.experiencecowes.org.
Fantastic. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming.
Thank you, Ian, for the opportunity. Really appreciate it.
We will see you again soon.
Thank you.
Good luck with the launch.